This is the Presiding Bishop's Column with Elizabeth Eaton, Freed to Serve is the title. Lutherans have an appreciation for the complexity of life. It's a certain willingness to meet the world and then go deeper into what is immediately present. It's the ability to understand that reality has room for two things at once. Paradox. We know that we're saint and sinner, and we know that the Word comes to us as law and gospel. We confess Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father in eternity, and true human being, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, according to the Small Catechism. Now, consider this paradox from Martin Luther's treatise on freedom of a Christian. A Christian is Lord of all, completely free of everything. A Christian is servant, completely attentive to the needs of all. And this is what it means to be justified. They are now justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. And Luther makes the point that God freely chose to redeem the world through Christ's freely chosen obedience to God's will. It's not what we have done or could ever do, and it's not up to us. This is God's work alone, which we accept by faith or in which we trust. All the time and physical, emotional, and spiritual energy I've spent in defense of self-justification could probably power a small city for a long time. This isn't a condemnation of hard work, but the realization that we can never, ever do enough. The human drive toward self-righteousness always results in idolatry and creates a zero-sum world in which someone else's gain is my loss. It's futile, and it's exhausting. Instead, in God's great gift of grace, we are set free. We are the beloved. There is no hierarchy of value placed on people by God. This freedom, along with the understanding of justification, are two of the greatest gifts of the Reformation. And this is how Luther explains how God affects our freedom. Lord Jesus, you are my righteousness, just as I am your sin. You've taken upon yourself what is mine, and given me what is yours. No one and nothing can take that away from us. In this freedom, we are certainly Lord of all, completely free of everything. And here's where Luther makes Christian freedom a paradox. No longer crushed by the weight of the self-justification, but gloriously free by being bound to the righteousness of Christ, we are free to serve the neighbor. I will do nothing in this life except what I see is necessary, profitable, and salutary to my neighbor, since through faith I have an abundance of all good things in Christ, says Luther. Out of joy and gratitude, we want to serve the neighbor. In fact, we're bound to serve the neighbor. In love, our freedom makes us a servant, completely attentive to the needs of all. Luther's understanding of Christian freedom is a rejection of and a corrective to the current cultural message of taking care of oneself or one's tribe first, even at the expense of others. We erect boundaries, though Christ's love is boundless. And here's another paradox. In this boundless love, God has bound us to God's self in Christ. In the same way, we are servants to each other and bound to the neighbor. ELCA theologian Mary Stroyford makes the point that just as we now participate in Christ's righteousness and life because we are bound to God through Christ, so too we are bound in Christ to the neighbor. She calls this a kind of terrifying vulnerability to the needs of others. Being bound in this way dissolves all boundaries. There's much in the world that could cause us to disconnect from each other, to lay in enough supplies, literally and figuratively, so we can't be touched by anything. Again, a paradox. In constructing our own security, we make ourselves prisoners. It's only in the freedom of Christ that is lived in service to the neighbor that we are free.